I'm WUWM's Mayan Silver. In 2020, the city of Milwaukee saw a massive surge in homicides, a 93% increase from 2019 with 189 killings. And the trend is continuing this year with 160 homicides to date. That's in part why Governor Tony Evers announced Wednesday that the state is investing $45 million in federal funding in violence prevention and crime victim services. The money comes from the American Rescue Plan Act.
This investment includes $8 million that will go directly to the City of Milwaukee Office of Violence Prevention to support projects that take a public health approach to violence prevention and will help them respond to pandemic-related uptick in violence and trauma.
$6.6 million will be going to the Medical College of Wisconsin's Violence Prevention Project. It's focused on research and education and community engagement around violence prevention as a public health matter. Evers says the money will build on the $75 million investment he announced a few weeks ago in Milwaukee. It's earmarked for businesses and financial institutions that help people and communities of color.
And someone asked what this had to do with violence prevention, and frankly, the answer is, of course, everything. From supporting diverse businesses and chambers of commerce to investing in clean water and lead pipe removal to expanding access to affordable health care and child care. It's all violence prevention, folks.
Reggie Moore, Director of Violence Prevention Policy and Engagement at the Medical College of Wisconsin, said the $20 million investment into victim services will be helpful for domestic violence and sexual assault survivors.
But also gun violence survivors who have trouble sometimes accessing the Crime Victim Compensation Fund or knowing where to receive mental health support, especially for the children who are also directly impacted or may have witnessed a shooting or been present for a domestic violence incident.
Milwaukee activist Vaughn Mays says money invested in violence prevention that doesn't involve the police is a step in the right direction.
I think it is a hell of a move for the state to make a move on this, and it kind of puts our local government in a spot to follow suit.
The city of Milwaukee is still deciding how to use its nearly $180 million of remaining American Rescue Plan Act funds, and one of the city's priorities is public health and community resiliency. Proposals will be discussed in the Common Council's Finance and Personnel Committee on Friday. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.